U.S. President Barack Obama today lifted some restrictions on federal funding of human embryonic stem cell research. The move now allows scientists, who until now have had to rely on private donations to work with these newer stem cell lines, to apply for government money for the research. The research is controversial because days-old embryos must be destroyed to obtain the cells. Former President George W. Bush had banned their use, saying he was defending human life. We spoke to Josephine Quintavalli, director of CORE, a UK-based group which highlights issues regarding reproductive ethics.
So the position that the President Obama's taking, which he promised during his election campaign, etc., was to overturn this principled objection of President Bush. And one of Obama's scientific advisors, he sort of summed it up that Obama has a determination to use sound scientific practice, responsible practice of science and evidence, instead of dogma in developing federal policy. So it's science versus what they call dogma, but which, of course, what we would consider is principles and ideals. So in a way, Obama's coming out with a statement that science is something totally neutral, there's no sort of problems that we can raise, etc., of an ethical nature to apply to it, can all be looked at just purely from scientific terms. This is the thing I think that's horrifying here. It's not a question of science versus religion. It's about, does science, can you put any controls in place on science? Does science exist in a moral vacuum? And I think, you know, this kind of approach suggests that science does. And in a way, they're creating their own kind of fundamentalism here.